This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The holiday weekend is here, and with it are options to celebrate. Whether you head to the park, the beach, or you just want to stay cool in your backyard or inside with the air conditioning on high, we have some ideas for you. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here to share them. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. The 4th will be a little different this year. It's the first time that I can think of when most of the city is grateful that there will be no fireworks.
That is a huge change.
But there will be music. The Philly Pops are performing on Friday night at 7 with featured performers Allison Blackwell, our Philly homegirl, trumpeter Terrell Stafford, and Michael Cavanaugh. The performance includes a newly commissioned piece, Fanfare for the Essential Workers, which pays tribute to frontline workers.
I love the title of that. And you know, it must take a ton of technology and a lot of behind-the-scenes wizardry to move these shows online, but I am so glad that people have figured how to do that.
I have no idea how it's done, but kudos to all that are making virtual concerts happen. Nah, she a hood joint, a henny with the miss. Left the spot around. On the 4th, you can't miss Chill Moody Show. Did you know he's Philadelphia's official music ambassador?
Yes, he's a local musician and entrepreneur. I have actually interviewed him for Morning Edition. He's a great networker, the perfect music ambassador.
Well, that's why he is curating a set that includes Lester London, Great Time, and Hank McCoy, and he is also performing. That's on Saturday at 5:30, so you don't want to miss that.
It's going to be very good. A
shining piece of coal trying to reach my goal. Jennifer, I'm sure you've heard about this little musical called Hamilton.
I have a long story about how I almost got Hamilton tickets, but I won't bore you. You know, everyone knows about Hamilton. Almost everyone.
I almost was going to see it, but didn't. It's among one of the most popular musicals of all time. So if you, like me, missed it on Broadway, you can now see it on Disney Plus starting on Friday. The Museum of the American Revolution is hosting a watch party on Twitter, where you can follow along with the museum historians for insights on the man who inspired the musical and more. That gets started at 8 p.m.
History has never been more fun. The music alone is so amazing. And while I'm thinking of it, check out the interview with Lin-Manuel Miranda on Fresh Air. It was just on recently. Tanya, do you have any updates on outdoor events this week?
I do. The grounds of Longwood Gardens are open, now just for members, but hopefully soon to the general public. Morris Arboretum is also open, but not all of its buildings. Fortunately, though, the restrooms are, so that's good news for families. I would suggest checking in beforehand with both places for any restrictions and hours, as they likely have changed, and expect to make your purchases online and in advance. Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson, New Jersey is reopening on July 4th. They do have enhanced cleaning and social distancing protocols in place, but attendance, and they're going to let you know, that is at your own risk. Now, they have reopened the Safari, which was closed for several years, and that's a drive-through. So it's a good way to get out without getting out.
Yeah, families are really going to love that. Well, Tanya, happy 4th of July to you, and these are wonderful suggestions.
Well, thank you, and happy 4th to you as well. We'll have details on all the events we mentioned and more on whyy.org/things to do, where you'll find my picks this week for some good movies to watch this weekend, including one with the always hilarious Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams.
Okay, we'll look for that. Thanks.